right, good evening.
I know, I can tell.
We're going to call this meeting to order. Welcome to the June Board of Education meeting. I am Cynthia Kasim, the proud principal of the Dutch Broadway School. And we welcome everyone this evening. Before we begin, I'm just going to bring your attention to the emergency exits. In the case of an emergency, we have two exits here in the front that will lead you to the parking lot, and we have the exit in the back, which will lead you to Dutch Broadway Street, right? All right. At this time, we're going to salute the pledge, so please rise. Salute, pledge. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. At this time, I'm going to turn the mic over to Board President Nancy Garlick.
Good evening. All board members are present. May I have a motion to approve the agenda? Move, Ms. Capers. Second. Second, Mr. Ramos. Any discussion? All in favor? May I have a motion to approve the minutes from the regular meeting on May 14th and the certification meeting on May 21st, 2024, and the special meeting on June 4th, 2024. May I have a motion? Move, Ms. Wong. Second, Ms. Capers, I think I heard.
Yes.
Any discussion? All in favor? One abstention?
For May 14th and the 21st.
Abstention for
May 14th and the 21st.
And the 21st.
Yes to the June
4th. Thank you. All in favor? I'm going to turn the meeting over to Dr. Card for recognitions of tenures and retirements.
Very good. Thank you very much, Mrs. Garlick. Welcome to our honored guests and their families. A good teacher and administrator can inspire hope, ignite the imagination, and instill a love of learning. How many of you have had that teacher that made you look forward to going to school and learning every day? According to Maureen Hallinan, students who feel that their teachers care about them, respect them, and praise them are bound to like school more than those who do not. Each of you here this evening has demonstrated attributes articulated by Hallinan, and I'm talking to you who are receiving tenure this evening. Henry Adams, in his autobiography, stated that a teacher affects eternity. He or she can never tell where his or her influence stops. With these words, Adams honored all educators. Indeed, the thought that what we do in the classroom may have implications weeks, months, and even years later in the lives of our students is very sobering. And it places a real and very heavy responsibility on the shoulders of the teacher and administrator. So recommending tenure is not taken lightly. Tonight, we celebrate a major accomplishment, a major milestone in your professional career, the granting of tenure. This accomplishment is indicative of your acceptance and demonstrated enthusiasm for the work with our students, staff, and parents. Tenure contrary to the common myths, is earned, not just granted, after you've done your time. Each of you sitting here this evening, being awarded tenure, have demonstrated during your probationary period your commitment to educating children. On behalf of the Board of Education and Administration, I congratulate each of you, and I wish you many more years of success and happiness here in the Elmont School District. Achieving tenure is a major accomplishment, and achieving it in Elmont is considered an honor. We are extremely proud of you. We are glad that you have chosen Elmont Schools as the place to affect eternity. And without reservation, I believe that you will continue to ensure that excellence shines brightly here in the Elmont School District. My best wishes and good luck to all of you for continuing success. Can we have a round of applause for all our tenure awardees? At this time, I would like to honor each one of our recipients by groups. When I call your name by your group, please stand and be received and celebrated. So I will ask the audience to wait until I've finished a group. I'll say I'm finished. And then we can give them a round of applause. At this time, I would like to recognize the administrators who are receiving tenure at this time. When I call your name, please stand. Ms. Audrey Cabell, Director of Pupil Personnel Services. Mr. Robert Cavallari. Mrs. Allison Gunn. And Mrs. Shannon Beldo. Shoshana Beldo, sorry. Well done. I'm sorry, Shana, if I pronounced your name incorrectly. Alden Terrace Schools, teachers. First up, Erica, please forgive me. Erica Fang. Gabrielle Gutman. Victoria Laprinzi. Woohoo! Covert Avenue School, Christina Borchers. Jessica Harden. Clara H. Carlson School, Kate Hess. Samantha N. Calcaterra. Denise Pasculo. Vicky Zhao. Woo-hoo. Dutch Broadway School, Victoria DeMattis. Sheila Hernan. Giovanna Hervey. Gotham Avenue School, Larissa Ango. Hannah Gartner. Stewart Manor School, Amanda Calasardo. And last but not least, Ashley Hendricks. Congratulations to all of you. I know you will continue to do great things here in the Elmont School District. Please, a final round of applause. On behalf of the Board of Education and the entire Elmont School District community, I would like to express to each of you our deepest gratitude, and I'm speaking to you, our retirees. Today, we celebrate not just an end, but a beautiful beginning. The retirement of all of you who have dedicated years of service and unwavering commitment to our children and families. To our esteemed retirees, congratulations. As you step into this new season of life, remember that retirement isn't about slowing down. It's about embracing fresh opportunities. I'm a good example. So don't stop doing what made you who you are. Keep challenging yourself, whether through continued learning, inspiring others, investing in those around you, or sharing your wisdom with others. Wherever your path leads, know that our best wishes accompany you. May you be better than you were yesterday, and may this retirement be a chapter filled with joy, health, and fulfillment. Each of you has left an indelible mark on our hearts, and we eagerly await the next adventures life has in store for each of you. Thank you all for your service. I wish you a long and rewarding retirement. Thank you. And at this time, I'm going to recognize by groups each one of our retirees. I will say their names and their years of service. And since we can't follow the rules, clap if you will. Our retiring teachers, Joanne Maricello, 25 years. Danielle Ober, 32 years. Beth Weiss, 34 years, 9 months. Thomas Mills, 32 years. Laura Sakiri, 32 years. Leone Morenzi, 20 years. Woo-hoo. Samantha Leon, 35 years. Jody Goff, 33 years. Paulette Colchin, 20 years. Yangne Elizabeth Thornton Lofton, I practiced that, 28 years. And Neil Kittleson, 40 years. Nurses, Colleen Foley, 21 years, 10 months. And our clericals, Joanne Minetta, 29 years. Francis Helvick, 11 years, 3 months. Nancy Sovine, 28 years. Phyllis Barrett, 12 years. Kathy Hirsch, 33 years, 8 months. Geraldine Musgrove, 38 years, 3 months. Marguerite Midget, 16 years, 4 months. Kathy Letty LaCastro, 28 years. And Diana Delahente, 34 years, 4 months. Our custodians, David Kirk, 33 years, 8 months. Richard Hahn, 23 years, 6 months. Anthony Ciambroni, 35 years, 7 months. And the other half of a wonderful pair, Keith Delahante, 7 years. Teacher aides, Kathleen Quinn, 21 years. Maria Vitali Crescentini, 24 years, 3 months. Suzanne Nacero, 30 years, 8 months. Joanne Smith, 32 years, 8 months.
Yay!
Bus attendant, Carol Perinas, 16 years. Food service, Marguerite Malone, 28 years. Thank you, Marguerite. And last but not least, Antoinette LaSala, 21 years, 6 months. And I'd just like to say what a wonderful evening of celebration, right? I'm celebrating those of you who have worked hard for the past 3 or 4 years and have earned tenure. Not easy, not easy in Elmont, but you did it. And how wonderful is it for us to see some of our wonderful staff members taking a bow on their last curtain call here in the Elmont School District. We appreciate everything that you've done for our kids, for our families, and for our staff. Go celebrate retirement. Thank you very much for all that you've done. And at this time, this is my last presentation. I'd like to invite up Mrs. Tiffany Capers. Please come to the podium. Mrs. Capers is receiving an award tonight from the New York School Boards Association, so I will go ahead and read the letter that was sent along with the award. Dear Mrs. Capers, I would like to congratulate you for earning a Level 2 Lifetime Achievement Award under the NISBA Board of Education Recognition Program. At this level, you qualify for recognition in our board newspaper, as well as a certificate of recognition. This program is designed to acknowledge school board members who strive to continually expand their governance knowledge and skills. It is comprised of 4 achievement levels that are reached by accumulating points for participating in NISBA training, workshops, events, and activities, as well as for taking on board-related roles such as board president and NISBA's advocacy liaison. Please note that the annual cutoff date for point accumulation is March 31st. Again, congratulations on your achievement. We thank you. And I just want to say, you know, Mrs. Capers works a regular job. full-time, and sometimes we need to acknowledge that all of our board members have full-time jobs and families, but they show up here every Tuesday. They answer my emails and my calls when I send it out. It's not easy work. And guess what, folks? They don't get paid. So this is truly an honor to recognize Mrs. Capers this evening for her service to our community and for continuing to do the work to ensure that excellence continues to shine here in the Elmont School District. Could we have a round of applause for Mrs. Capers, please? Oh, I'm sorry, I forgot. Is Fernando here? I'm going to take a personal liberty. You know, I would invite up Mrs. Palmore, but I want to keep the program going. But I just wanted to acknowledge Mrs. Palmore's leadership of our Model UN program. 2 weeks ago, was it 2 weeks ago or a week ago? Last week. Yeah, everything is running together. Mrs. Palmore led the celebration of 20 years of Model UN here in the Elmont School District. And Mrs. Capers had asked if we would replay here at tonight's board meeting the montage that was put together with comments from past administrators about the Model UN program. So it's about 7 minutes, and we think it's worth showing once again because it was wonderfully done. After we've looked at the video, we'll call for a break. So those of you who are planning to go out and continue to celebrate can go ahead and do that, and the board will continue its meeting. Please, go right ahead.
Lights? I am thrilled to wish the Lee Marcus Model United Nations Program a very happy 20th anniversary. You know, it seems like only yesterday when our two educational leaders, Mr. Harper and Mr. Marcus, introduced the Model United Nations Program to our district. Model UN is a very important program. It provides opportunities for our students to develop public speaking, writing, research, debating, and negotiation skills. It offers our students their first opportunity to participate in international affairs. Students learn to work together in teams and acquire skills that contribute to their future success. You know, we are living through some challenging times, and we are counting on our children to become our future leaders, a force for positive change in our world now and in the future. Model UN creates those leaders. It creates energetic, optimistic, intelligent future leaders with excellent critical thinking and problem-solving skills. It continues to take a village, commitment, and a vision to support this program. The Elmont community has always focused on children and placed them first. They educate the whole child, and they provide programs that open doors to exciting vistas for our students. I know that the Lee Marcus Model United Nations program will continue to flourish for many years to come.
Among the first initiatives that Mr. Harper brought to the six schools was the Model UN. So Mr. Harper reached out to Mr. Marcus, who was the master of the subject. Now, this is the first time that children of elementary school age were going to be involved in this project, so it was going to be a learning curve for everyone. So I salute Mr. Harper, Mr. Marcus, the original Model UN advisors, their teams, and those who have followed and those who will follow.
It's hard to believe that it's been 20 years. This is the 20th year of Model UN at the elementary schools. Congratulations to Mr. Marcus and all of the Elmont staff, teachers, administrators who have supported this program for all these years. It's a great opportunity for students. But I have to admit that at the beginning, there was a little bit of a learning curve. Everybody had to adjust to the expectation. Mr. Marcus explained things thoroughly on many occasions to many of us. Students advisors, even parents, had to really understand what was expected of students in this really higher level thinking activity. But everyone eventually came together. Everyone worked together, supported one another, administrators, and we have to say only the advisors took time out of their days, spent more time than just after school clubs to assist children. Because remember, young students are talking about worldly issues, defending resolutions from the point of view of foreign countries, based on the resources that those countries have. That's a very difficult task for anyone, let alone fifth and sixth graders. So it's a wonderful accomplishment. Stuart Matter had the honor of hosting Model UN conferences for the first few years, and it was really remarkable to watch students stand up, articulate their arguments, vote on resolutions, follow protocols and procedures that are followed by Model UN delegates today. It was a most memorable thing. Congratulations, Mr. Marcus, on such an accomplishment, and thank you, Mr. Al Harper, for having the foresight to bring such a program to our elementary school students. That's what Elmont has always been about, stretching children, raising expectations, and that's what children need in Elmont. Congratulations. Happy 20th.
Welcome from sunny Hilton Head. Congratulations, delegates. I cannot believe this is the 20th year of Model UN in Elmont. Through the beautiful vision of Mr. Al Harper and the expertise and the knowledge of the inimitable Lee Marcus, we are celebrating the 20th year. Congratulations. I remember the first meeting at Alden Terrace that we had with our first group of delegates way back when. And I remember running around trying to get clipboards for everyone. And I want to just shout out to Lee for being patient and kind to our young scholars. They did a phenomenal job that first time. And I am sure they just have just blossomed in the last 20 years. So congratulations, everyone. Have a wonderful conference. Thanks.
Good evening. It is hard to believe that Lehman Model United Nations Conference is turning 20 years old. We've had a lot of fond memories over the last 20 years. I've been fortunate enough to be part of it for the last 15 years. And some of the things that I cherish the most about my time with the Lehman Conference has been the collaboration between the high schools and the grammar schools, as well as the collaboration between all six grammar schools in the Elmont District. This program has brought a lot of success to myself at Swanwick High School and Miss Gilliam at Elmont High School over the years, thanks to preparing our students in the art of public speaking, debates, research. And probably the biggest thing I like to impress upon students is how they learn how to negotiate and come up with resolutions for complex problems that many adults don't have the answers for. Our young students have been able to solve a lot of these problems, and it's been amazing to watch them. Thank you.
Hello, my name is Madison Omega, and I am the president of the Model United Nations Club here at Elmont Memorial High School, and the current secretary general of the 30th session of the Lee Marcus Invitational Conference for the Suwanka Central High School District. On behalf of the Elmont Club, our advisor, Mrs. Gilliam, and one of our members, Videsh Muneshwar, we would like to congratulate you on 20 years of the elementary school level conference, the Lehman Conference. Thank you so much for everything that you do for all of our youth and for contributing to policy and foreign relations at Elmont.
Thank you. Thank you.
Congratulations, Mr. Marcus.
Congratulations.
Hi, Mr. Marcus. It's Darnell Marisco here, congratulating you on 20 years of Model United Nations at the Elmont Union Free School District. Members of the chair and fellow delegates is a phrase that forever changed my life and the lives of so many students that have gone through your program. You challenged us to think critically about the issues outside of the Elmont community that were plaguing our world and work toward resolving them with grace, with public speaking, and with an attention to detail. And so thank you so much for all of your service to us and your belief in students like me. Thank you.
Martin Luther King said, "Injustice anywhere is a threat to justice everywhere." I live by that, I support that, and I hope that everybody listening to this feels the same way. When Mr. Harper called me 20 years ago to start this program, it was 9 o'clock at night, just about my bedtime. And I said to him, "Al, I can't do it." He said, "Why not?" I said, "I take it too seriously. They can't handle me. They can't handle the subject. It's much too difficult to them." Hung up the phone. An hour later, I called him back and said, "You know, let's give it a shot." Well, here we are 20 years later, and it was perhaps one of the best decisions I ever made. Thank you, Mr. Harper. Without you, this program could not have gotten off the ground and turned into the amazing program that it is today. I'd like to give special thanks to the principals who do an amazing job. I am completely in awe of how much they respect the kids, care about the program, and what they've done for me. Also, the advisors who work so hard and are really the unsung heroes of this. I appreciate everything they've done. Two people that have been very special to me have made me feel at home and are real professionals. Kathy Safri, who did my scheduling, listened to me when I was down, gave me advice, and of course, Halise Palmore, who is a true professional and put all of this together today. I want to thank you both very, very much. Albert Schweitzer once said, "We do not live in a world all alone. Our brothers are here too." That's what Marty Nguyen is all about.
Thank you. One more thing before we're out. I'd like to invite Mr. Ramos to the podium for a special presentation.
Hello, good night. I'll just get right to it. My heart is pumping. You know, I saw, you know, as many of you probably are, you know, all the recognitions and stuff. So I just want to just say on behalf of the Elmont Union Free School District Board of Education, President Nancy Garlick, Vice President Tiffany Capers, Tamika Battle Burkett, Sharon Early Davis. If you guys can just come up, please. Michael Hyme, Trisha Wong, and myself. It is with a heavy heart, filled with gratitude, recognition, and appreciation, we present a gift so colorful, so bright, and so bold in the likeness to our district clerk, Diana Delahanty. I know earlier she said she wasn't going to say anything. Hopefully we could get her to say a couple of words.
I have no words.
Don't cry. You'll make all of us cry.
Okay, we'll just take a picture.
I've worked with some great boards.
At this time, we're going to take a five-minute break, so those of you who need to exit can go ahead and do so. Once again, congratulations, and everyone have a wonderful evening. The board meeting will resume in 5 minutes.
Meeting back to order, please. Everyone take their seats.
What did you think of my speeches?
Very good. Thank you. I'm missing a couple of board members. Can the board come back to their seats? I'm waiting for who?
Okay.
Who, Mr. Hyme, right?
Yes.
And Angel?
Yes.
Ramos?
He's
there. Okay. Do you see Michael? Mr. Hyme! Could you check? Thank you, Mr. Ramos. Open. Good evening. Dr. Card, you're a hard act to follow, but I'm going to try.
Thank you.
At this time, I'm going to make my remarks as this is my last board meeting. And my remarks are, it has been an honor and a privilege to serve the Elementary Union Free School Board for a total of 3 years, and especially this last year. I've learned so much, and working with Mrs. Delahanty has been just amazing because she's taught me so much. She's a staple in this community, and we really appreciated everything that she did for us. Board work is very difficult. to say the least. And pleasing everyone is not always something that we're able to do. But you have to be proud of some of your accomplishments. And some of my accomplishments since I've been on the board is bringing the public speaking program to the Saturday program, the Saturday Academy. That was important to me because it continues to enhance the education of our students. I'm also very proud of the safety initiatives that we as a board brought with the Bond Project. I thought that that was a great accomplishment of mine as well. And the New York State funding agreement that was for the Elmont Union Free School District and the Elmont Library. These are all great accomplishments because they enhance education and safety for our students. As I preside over my last board meeting this year, it is my hope that the new board wants to go far with Mr. Small, as he said in his last meeting, and continue education and safety of our students. Our scholars are our commodity. I am sure they are just like me, and they're committed to the superintendent, our new administration that's coming on, our teachers, our scholars, our parents, and to the community to make our Elmont Elementary School District continue to move forward and provide leaders and educators for our future. Thank you, and those are my remarks for the start of the meeting. And Ms. Capers, do you have any remarks?
Good evening. Before I read the high school report, I just want to say how happy I am to see the staff and the teachers at tonight's meeting. Thank you all for all you do all year long, and thank you for coming back tonight. We want you to come back. Please come back. We miss you. We appreciate you, and we are just thankful that you came tonight, and make sure you come back. We're happy to have you back. I loved seeing all the red as soon as I walked in. Welcome, welcome, welcome back. All right, high school report. This is combined for all three buildings. The Sewanaka Central High School District is pleased to share that members of the graduating class of 2024 have received academic, community service, and character education awards at their respective senior awards ceremonies that have taken place in each school this week. In addition, all valedictorians and salutatorians were honored Friday, June 7th at the Crest Hollow Country Club with parents, building principals, and central administration staff. It was a beautiful celebration recognizing the outstanding achievements of our scholars. All seventh grade students, which are our current sixth grade students, All seventh grade students recently participated in a workshop that focused on the power of words and the impact those words have on others. Seventh grade students were active participants in this workshop and were taught how to interrupt hate. The seventh grade students were very receptive to the presentation and feedback was favorable. Requests for classes next week are available on the parent portal, and they shared a few dates to remind everyone, a few of the high school milestone dates. Last day of classes, June 13th. Regents exams begin June 14th. Graduation ceremonies are scheduled for June 29th and June 30th. School counselors are available until June 28th. Summer enrichment for all incoming seventh grade students, those are our sixth grade babies, begin Monday, July 8th. And the district summer school program will begin July 15th at Floral Park High School. Thank you. Madam President. That's the end of my report.
Thank you, Ms. Capers. Are there any audience members who would like to speak on agenda items only? Hearing none, I'll turn this meeting over to our attorneys for his report.
Thank you. There are two resolutions for the board consideration. The first is a resolution regarding the food handlers memorandum of agreement, and the resolution is resolved that the Board of Education hereby ratifies and approves a memorandum of agreement with the Food Handlers Unit for a collective bargaining agreement covering the period from July 1, 2023 through June 30, 2027.
May I have a motion? Move, Ms. Capers. Second. Second, Mr. Jaime. All in favor? Any? All in favor? Yes. Motion approved.
You have a second resolution, which is regarding a recommendation from the Audit Committee report. Be it resolved that the Board of Education hereby approve and accept the Audit Committee's recommendation to retain Denise A. Longombardi as claims auditor for the fiscal year 2024-2025.
May I have a motion? Move, Mr. Jaime. May I have a second? Second, Ms. Wong. All in favor? Any opposed? Abstain? All in favor? Motion approved.
Nothing further.
Thank you. I will turn this meeting over to Dr. Carr to give the superintendent's report.
Good evening once again. I'd like to thank everyone for being a part of this final board meeting of the school year. Although my last official day is June 28th, I'd like to take this opportunity to share some gratitude. It's been a pleasure to serve as your interim superintendent of schools for the past 4 months. I would like to express my deepest gratitude to our students, staff, parents, and the Board of Education for their unwavering support throughout my tenure. As I return to retired life, hopefully I won't fail this time, I want to emphasize that this is not goodbye, but rather see you later. I am confident that our school community will continue to thrive and achieve great success under the leadership of the next superintendent of schools, Mr. Marlon Small. Once again, thank you for this privilege of serving as your interim superintendent, and I wish you all the very best in the years to come. Graduation season is upon us. To all our sixth grade students moving up to the middle school, I wish you all much success in the coming year. I look forward to attending the graduation ceremonies that will be held next week. As a reminder, Wednesday, June 19th, our schools will be closed in observance of Juneteenth, which is a national holiday to honor the date when slaves in Texas were finally told about the end of slavery. As some of you may recall, President Lincoln had delivered the Emancipation Proclamation in January of 1863, and in January 1865, the 13th Amendment that abolished slavery forevermore was added to the Constitution. However, in some parts of the country, slavery still existed, and it was on June 19th, 1865, that Major General Gordon Granger led Union troops into Galveston, Texas, to announce that the Civil War was over, delivering the now famous executive order letting the last of the enslaved people know they were free. The next Board of Education meeting will be held on Monday, July 1st, for the board's annual reorganization meeting. A regular meeting will follow immediately. At this time, I would like to give the superintendent's report. May I please have a motion to approve the professional personnel items on pages 1 through 20?
May I have a motion to approve the professional personnel items on pages 1 through 20? Move, Mr. Jaime. Second. second Ms. Capers. Any discussion? Any opposed? Abstentions? All in favor? Motion approved.
I'd like to make a recommendation to approve the civil service personnel items on pages 21 through 22.
May I have a motion to approve the civil service personnel items on pages 21 and 22? Move, Mr. Jaime. Second, Ms. Wong. Any discussion? Any opposed? Abstentions? All in favor? Motion approved.
I'd like to present the board with the Committee on Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and Section 504 Committee recommendations on page 23.
May I have a motion to receive the Committee of Special Education, Preschool Special Education, and Section 104 Committee 504 Committee recommendations on page 23. Move, Mr. Jaime. Second, Ms. Early Davis. Any discussion? Opposed? Abstentions? All in favor? Motion approved.
I'd like to recommend the approval of other items for the board action attention, items 4 through 14 on pages 24 through 29.
May I have a motion to approve other items for board attention, action and attention, items 4 through 14 on pages 24 to 29. Move, Mr. Jaime. Second, Mr. Ramos. Any discussion? Any opposed? Abstentions? All in favor? One abstention. All in favor? Motion approved.
Items 1 through 4 on page 30 are noted for the minutes.
Items 1 through 4 on pages 30 is also noted for the minutes.
I'd like to make a recommendation for the board to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 31.
May I have a motion to approve the schedule of disbursements and warrants on page 31? Motion, Ms. Wong. May I have a second?
Second.
Second, Mr. Jaime. Any discussion? Any opposed? Abstentions? All in favor? Motion approved.
I'd like to present the board with the treasurer's report on page 32.
May I have a motion to receive the treasurer's report on page 32? Move, Ms. Capers. Second, Ms. Battle-Bouquet. Any discussion? Opposed? Abstentions? All in favor? Motion approved.
I'd like to make a recommendation for the board to approve items A through H on pages 33 through 35.
May I have a motion to approve items A through H on page 33 to 35? Move, Mr. Jaime. Second, Mr. Ramos. Any discussion? Opposed? Abstentions? One abstention? Two abstentions? All in favor? One, two, three, five. Motion approved.
Items A through I are noted for the minutes on pages 36 through 37.
Items A through I and the vandalism tally for April on page 36 and 37 are so noted for the minutes.
Very good. This concludes the superintendent's report.
Thank you. Does anyone have any committee reports or informational items?
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Ms. Capers, do we have a bond report? No, no bond report. At all. Okay, thank you. Does anyone have any old business? No?
Regarding old business, this is something that has started since Dr. Card has come to our district, the feel-good articles. So I just want to read one out to everybody. Clara H. Carson, feel-good article, June 3rd, 2024. This is in our weekly.
Oh, that comes from the building directly.
Oh, the building directly. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Am I right? But you asked for these items?
It's been a practice, and it's included in the Friday update. But I think you're referring to my week in review articles, the one that gets sent home vis-a-vis Connect Ed. Some of it might be similar to what you're about to read.
Okay. That's probably what got me confused. Yes. Mm-hmm. But these are great articles. Mm-hmm. You know, it lets everybody know what's happening in the schools. And this was about the safety patrol members at CHC. They're enjoying their last few weeks of service. I just wanted to just bring that up and let it be known. You know, they had the achievements of the safety patrol, which was the leadership and responsibilities, positive role models, community trust, and skill development. So I just wanted to highlight that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ms. Diamond.
I'd just like to, at this point, take the opportunity to thank Dr. Card for answering the call in February to provide us with his leadership and professionalism to get us through the end of the school year. So, again, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Does anyone have any legislative items? Is there any correspondence? No. Is there anyone in the audience who would like to speak?
Thank you.
Good evening. My name is Claudine Hall, and I'm the president of the Jamaica Square Civic Association. And this evening, I'm speaking on behalf of my civic association and the Emmanuel Baptist Church. Growing up as a child, my mother has always taught me that if someone does well or does good by you, you should always thank them. Those of you who know me know I'm an emotional person. I'm trying to hold it back. So this evening, I stand before you to first thank a number of people. Obviously, Diana, who's a personal friend of mine, without her leadership, friendship, and dedication to the Elmont School District, I don't know where we'd be. So, Diana, thank you for always being there, making sure that everything goes out on time. Letters are being sent to the proper people, and we appreciate you, and you and I will always be friends. So your retirement is just enough, more time for you and I to go to lunch. Dr. Card?
Yes, ma'am.
I met you in February. And I've told you this before, I am super proud of you. I said this in my meeting, but I have to say tonight, I thank you. Not only for what you did to the Elmont Union Free School District, but you took the time. You came to church. I hope you enjoyed the service.
I did.
You made yourself at home, and I just want to say thank you. Thank you, and I wish you Godspeed back home in Atlanta. And then I have to thank Tanya Laws for stepping in. You have always been a dedicated community leader, and I thank you and I appreciate you for also coming to church, but most of all for what you've done for the Elmont community. Please continue to do what you do because you're an awesome leader in this community. Oops. It was a Saturday afternoon at the Emmanuel Baptist Church during my annual weekly food pantry. I was informed that they were looking for school board members. And of course, they've asked me a number of times, and I've always told them no, and I will never be on the school board, and that's just who I am. However, I had a dear friend who I know was dedicated to this community, who loves children, and wanted what was best for this area. So I asked my dear friend Sharon Early Davis if she would consider running for school board, because I know her heart, I know her family, and I know what she's all about. And she's a no-nonsense military woman. And I didn't have to ask twice. She just gave me the look and said, I'll do it. I needed one more person to run, and I called my pastor. And I said, Reverend Taylor, we need somebody on the school board. We need someone that's strong, educated, and dedicated. Who do you suggest? And he says, I want Nancy Garlic. I said, okay. I called Nancy, and I said, Nancy, you can't tell me no. No, you can tell me no, but you can't tell our pastor no. Reverend Taylor wants you to run. So she said, okay, I'll do it. And it was during a time when her mom became ill. And I said, Nancy, look at God. You're running unopposed. You can stay home with your dad, with your mom, and take care of her. And all you need is one vote, and that'll be mine. Just stay home and take care of your mom. But she did it, and she stepped up. And I just want you two to know, on behalf of the Jamaica Square and the Emmanuel Baptist Church, we are super proud of the work that both of you have done. We love you, and I know, and you both know, that when God closes one door, he's only making room for another door that he's about to open for you. So thank you on behalf of the Emmanuel Baptist Church and the Jamaica Square Civic Association for your hard, dedicated work, because you sacrificed your family and your other personal obligations to be here. And I want to just say we love you and we thank you. Now, to the incoming board, to Ms. Wong, to Trustee Wong, and Trustee-elect Battle, and Trustee-elect Palmer, I have been observing you three probably since Mr. Doherty's incident. And I can stand here with assurance, knowing that the three of you are going to do the best possible job that you can. And I'm telling you this from my heart, because I've watched you. I've observed you. I've observed your dedication to this community. And I can stand here with no hesitation to say to you that I know you're going to do what's best for our children. I know it. I know it. And I thank you and I welcome you. Now, Mr. Small, if you would have asked me beforehand, I would have told you, stay where you are and don't come to Elmont. However,
what? I'm going to take my place.
However, you have my prayers. You have my support. And whatever you need from me and the Elmont community, I am here to support you. And I know, what are you getting up for? And I know that whatever God has for you is for you. Thank you and good night.
Thank you, Claudine. Okay, so now she made me cry for the first time. thank you, Claudine, for that. And I think one more person wanted to speak. Yes. Come.
Good night. My name is Monique Cardial. I am the president of Deaf Broadway PTA. I just wanted to bring to you concerns that some parents have voiced to the PTA, and it's regarding the free lunch. A lot of students are coming home and claiming that the food is raw and that the meat is pink. So we've heard this not from one or two students. This has been several students. So I just wanted to bring it to your attention. Maybe you could look into the food, where we're getting it from, and why it is pink. I would say raw, but they say it's pink. So, okay.
We will have our superintendent to look into that.
I'm giving you more work, Dr. Card. And I just wanted to say thank you to the Dutch Broadway administrative team, Mrs. Kasim, Dr. Thomas, and Mr. Alfieri for a very successful year and a wonderful partnership with the PTA. So we truly appreciate you all. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you.
Good evening. Karen Malazzo. How you doing? I saw in the agenda that Dr. Garcia Matthews is leaving, which
yes.
I'm sad to see, but do we know who's replacing him as Director of Curriculum?
We don't have anyone as of yet.
Okay. Thank you.
Is there anyone else?
Lynette Battle, just want to thank you guys for this year, but before you go, I want to give, from this side of the mic, I would like to suggest that there be a policy for the sixth grade committees to set precedent moving forward, because that seemed to be a hot button this year. So that's something to consider before the school year is out. So when they come in, they know what they're doing. That's it.
Good evening, everyone. Sheldon Meikle, Elmont. I would like to thank all those that are leaving, as well as our incoming. I also just wanted to mention, I see it says Candace Gomez, but I know you're not Candace Gomez, and no one introduced you, my friend. So are you representing Bond, Shonik, and King?
I am.
Turn it on. Did I get this in the record?
Yes.
You are. Your name?
Howard Miller.
Howard Miller. Well, welcome to the fold. Are you going to be regularly or just for tonight because Candace wasn't available?
Candace is your normal attorney. Yes,
she is.
It's been a pleasure being here, though. Thank you.
Gotcha. No problem. I just wasn't clear because no one introduced you and I wasn't sure.
Okay.
So just for the record, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hope to see you soon.
Thank you.
Again, thank you.
Thank you.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Eve Robinson, and I am going to speak on behalf of the sixth grade committee at Dutch Broadway. These are also some concerned parents. I just wanted to address some negative comments that were made a few weeks ago. We're not here to defend anyone's character. She needs no defending. She speaks for herself. The students are happy. Our parents are happy. When things happen, they get addressed. I'm not going to call what she said lies. I'm just going to say they're just not fully factual. There is no war. There is no war at Dutch Broadway. Sometimes there's disagreements. We vote, and it's over. We move on. Sometimes a squeaky wheel gets the oil, but it's usually the problem. I hope that next year... the children have a wonderful experience, as our children still do and will. We have a dance coming up this Thursday. We're fully prepared, and we're happy, and we're going to have a great time, and then we're all set for graduation. I also want to say tonight's meeting was beautiful. The celebration of education is what it's all about. Children is what it's all about.
Absolutely.
The longevity is what it's all about. So we want to make sure that we... let it be known that we're here for the children. The sixth grade committee did everything for the children, fundraised for the children, and we want every last dime for the children. I don't know if anyone else wants to say it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
I guess since I'm up here, I might as well just continue. Good evening. My name is Raquel Kerr. Dutch Broadway parent, and my statement tonight is my personal opinion, and does not represent the opinions of any board, PTA board affiliation that I do hold or represent. I wanted to start by saying that I've been a parent in the Elmont Union Free School District since 2006, having five children, almost six graduate, and continue on to the high schools within this district. I've had the pleasure of three building principals in my time frame in this community, and I've sat on many a sixth grade committee. After the last couple of board meetings, a parent spoke using choice and some harsh words in regards to our principal, Ms. Kassim, and guiding funds through opinions or talking about certain funds and misuse of funds that were used in regards to the sixth grade committee and opinion based upon that. Those thoughts are opinions and did not represent mine, nor did those opinions represent mine in regards to Ms. Kassim, and I wanted to put that on record, just stating that as well. Ms. Kassim did reach out to all of the fifth graders last year in regards to letting us know that she was establishing committees, so there was communication back last June. In November of 2023, a letter did go home letting us know what the dues were, and there were conversations in regards to that as well. The only thing that was mentioned is dependent upon, since the committees have their choice in picking particular picture companies and different things, certain things might cost a little bit differently, and this was the amount, and if there was anything excess, we would need to fundraise for that particular item or whatever it would have be. Being that I am a parent who did fundraise and contribute an extra almost $400 on top of my dues, it was never an understanding to me or something that I wanted in return if we raised a certain amount of funds. Those funds to me were a goal to make sure that the children were able to have extra on top of whatever it was that we fundraised for. With that said, I just wanted to make sure that all of the students, and that's why we are here, is for the students that are graduating, our children, as well as all of the, we now have, 104 sixth grade students, that they have a happy end of year celebration. And if there's extra money going towards that, we will make sure that they get ice cream or whatever it is. I do not want anything back, and I want to make sure that that is said in regards to that. And I do want to make a note. I do thank you that we are now live streaming. That is something that I also wanted, and I did a lot of courses in regards to New York Education Trust in trying to make sure that we brought that to the school, because Miss Battle over here was recording the last couple of meetings for us, and I just could not understand why we couldn't, as a school district, get it in the works. So thank you again for everything that you guys have done. I truly appreciate it. Thank you for everyone that's leaving, and thank you for all the newcomers. Have a great night.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay.
Thank you very much for sharing that. And I just wanted to add to the live streaming comment that we will be live streaming all the sixth grade graduations this year. So those of you who are unable to attend because of limited seating will be able to view from the comfort of your home. Your building principals will be sending out notification in terms of the link that you will use in order to watch the moving up ceremonies from the comfort of your home or your office on your computer. Thank you very much.
Hello, good evening. I'm Chica Crick. I am the parent who brought this concern about abuse of parent money. It does not cost $200 to move on, not even graduate. As you all know, this is not a technical graduation. It does not cost $200 to graduate from elementary school. I am one of three treasurers. It costed $20 for a cap and gown. Other ceremony-related things, less than $50. So as you all know, these are the friends that have been referenced in the previous statements I made, who are friends of Mrs. Kasim, because we can say her name tonight, right? I believe last time we couldn't say names, so we can say names tonight. That's great. So these are her friends who are also part of the PTA, and these are also the 10 or so people who have dominated control of money from over 100 parents. When you don't see this room full at 10:30, 10 o'clock at night, especially those who are coming in, it's not because the parents don't have something to say. It's not because they're not listening, and it's certainly not because they're not watching. You can count the streams. Some of them are working. Some of them are with their children who are school age. Some of them may be sleeping, getting ready for work. I will never concede to the falsity that it takes $150 in trips and dances for a Title I school to provide a graduation or moving on ceremony in a financially challenged district. Half of the people that are here were forced to pay the required or requested dues. They did not want to pay. So when someone takes the position to control the monies of others, I will speak up every time. They're being manipulated by someone who came into the situation, and I'm so glad we brought up Juneteenth, because Juneteenth was about laws that were being ignored. People were free, they had new rights, and the slave masters directed them, influenced them, that they didn't need to enjoy those rights. They then began to convince each other that they didn't need to obtain freedom because it was comfortable on the plantation. We're not doing this anymore. To the parents that are hearing me who are coming into sixth grade, do not let anyone in this district or any other educational system tell you that you have to pay for your child to graduate. We pay taxes. There was a concerted, and is still a concerted effort by Ms. Kasim to exclude the body of the parents. We did not have one effective meeting where the other 90 parents were able to give input. There was a fake advertisement using the name of the committee, which I mentioned before, but the principal was the only one allowed to speak, and I spoke on that previously. When it comes to itemization, yes, and I am guilty because I gave my $200 without being fully informed. And once I was informed of how this money was being used, that is when I got angry. A parent should be able to choose, and that is what I've asked the board to consider to put in writing because of the conscious effort to circumvent New York State law, which says dues should not have been collected in the first place. You want to have a trip? Do the trip the way we do every other trip. Create a consent form. Whoever wants to go, you pay. You don't want to go, you pay. This is a community that will do anything for their children. If you tell them to pay $200, more than likely, they're going to pay it. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it fair. We just had a budget vote. We as a system are not allowed to collect monies without input from the financial sponsors. Over 100 people paid money, but 10 people made decisions. That is out of order. So it doesn't matter how many faces you see, how many voices you hear, and I do communicate with other parents. You see, I myself, I get the whiff of retaliation through my children. But you know what? I don't worry about that because my children are covered by the highest board in the land in existence. So I don't worry about the cards and the costumes and the PTAs because they're going to be good no matter what intimidation tactics people try in their positions. We should not be grouping together events. And I must say that when the prices were revealed, that was through pressure. Parents should not be excluded when they are paying. You have our taxes for that. You want something more? Give us an option. I would have still paid for my child if it was separate. But the point is, you don't get to take away our choice. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Crick, for your opinion.
Hi, good evening. My name is Maya Laws. I was co-chair for yearbook and also fundraising. We picked fundraisers that would basically be low cost to parents, low cost to no cost. Everything was very strategic in how we planned it out. We had parent volunteers. No one was forced to volunteer. No one was forced to fundraise. People came out of their own goodwill, and they made it happen because they wanted to do it for the kids. That's it.
Thank you.
On every fundraiser, we wrote that it was going to be for sixth grade activities. There was no fraud. There was no deception. Parents knew what it was for. And we raised so much money outside of asking parents to donate. We did a dollar fundraiser, which was our biggest fundraiser, almost $2,000. That money, I would say at least 80%, did not even come from parents. No other person in the community or outside of Elmont community was going to ask for their money back. It's a fundraiser. No one's expecting to get their money back. So it's just strange to me how these problems keep coming up again and again and again. The person who just spoke was very well aware of what the $200 was going for. She never had a problem until we raised over $4,000 in 6 weeks, and then she realized that that fundraising money was not going to go back to parents as reimbursement for dues. And that's when everything started to be a problem for her. So I would love to see all these other parents she keeps talking about that have a problem with it. We are not friends of Mrs. Kasim. We're not her cronies, as she referred to us at the last meeting. We are just parents of sixth grade children, and we wanted to give them a very good send-off. We also made sure that we raised money for children who couldn't afford dues or anything else. There's plenty of money to go around, and no one was forced to do anything. So I just want to say Ms. Kasim did a great job this year. So did the other assistant principals. And I just want to applaud them. And it just really bothered me. I didn't attend the last meeting, but I saw it via YouTube. I've been in this community since 1979, and I was never so appalled and disgusted about how this school was spoken about and the lies or half-truths that were said about the faculty. And I just hope going forward that Elmont and Dutch Broadway can just go up from here, because
we can go far together.
I really hope so. Thank you.
Hi, good evening. I'm Shawnee Warfield, and I'm the principal of the Alden Terrace Elementary School. I'd like to ask our colleague to come stand with us, Ms. Kasim. And we just want to, Ms. Kasim, if you can please come and stand with us. Thank you. We would like to thank Dr. Card for his service to the district, so we would like to say that to you. And we would like to thank all outgoing board members that are going out for your service and all incoming board members who are coming in, along with our new superintendent. We just want to let you know that we love the children in this school district. We are looking forward to our graduations. They are going to be beautiful. They are rehearsing in our schools each and every day. The songs that you hear, please come ready with your tissues. If you're watching online, I'm sure you'll need your Kleenex. But I can rest assured and tell each and every one that's watching live stream and whoever might be here in person that these principals that you see standing before you and those that aren't present here today, we love the children of Elmont. We love your children, and we want you to know that.
Thank you, and have a good evening.
Thank you.
On behalf of the principals here of the Elmont community, we will reimburse the $200 for the parent who has issues about the upcoming activities. Okay.
Thank you. Okay. So
I'm sorry, one more thing, please. I just want to say this, no, please. No, no.
We're moving on to the next part of our meeting.
I'm a member of this community, and I understand that you're biased because you also use your relationships to manipulate what goes on with this board. But what I'm going to say is this is not about my money. This is about following New York State law. And y'all can hot and hula as much as you want, as long as you no longer circumvent the law as you did this year and previous years and collect dues in an elementary school level. It is illegal.
Thank you, Ms. Gritt.
Now clap. Now you can end.
Thank you, Ms. Gritt. May our next board meeting... Our next reorganization meeting and regular meeting is on Monday, July 1st, 2024 at 8 p.m. at the Elmont Road School. Before I have a motion to adjourn, I too would like to thank Dr. Card for answering that call. When I called him the first time, he told me no. And I called him again. And I convinced him the second time to at least come to an interview. And when he came to the interview and met our board, he finally said yes. And I think he did a very good service to our community.
And I have no regrets. I've enjoyed every moment. I'm going to say this, and then I'll shut up. You know, people always ask this question, why? I always try to leave a place taking a little bit of the people who I've met along with me, because I think I'm better off for having crossed paths with each one of you. So I am forever grateful for the pleasure and honor to have served alongside each and every one of the board members and to have met every one of you sitting in the audience. My life will be so much better because of it, so I thank you.
Thank you.
A good night.
May I have a motion to adjourn the meeting? Move, Mr. Jaime. Second, Ms. Wong. Any discussion? All in favor? Record time. It's not 1 o'clock in the morning. Hopefully we'll never do that again.
Thank you.
Thank you.